If you look at Christianity, I mean, and if you look at Christmas specifically, it's a myth that has been told in many cultures. And there's a lot of scholarly study about this, and it's very credible. Various pagan myths that had some savior who was born of a mating between God and a virgin, and was born at the winter solstice, and was surrounded often by 12 sidekicks, and disciples. And, you know, these are the signs of the zodiac. I mean, these patterns are deep. Even this 12-month pattern appears to be deep in the psyche of the human species. And then they, you know, they do their thing, and then they're sacrificed in the spring equinox. And they go into some netherworld. They go into some underworld or hell realm and learn the lessons of that and, you know, do what they need to do there. And then they come back to the world resurrected to, you know, much fanfare and rejoicing. And they are remembered in a practice of eating their body. It's remarkable and stunning how often this story is told. And so there's a couple consequences of knowing that. And we know this now because there's, you know, modern science, you know, archaeology, anthropology, it's available to us. And so on one hand, it becomes harder and harder then to believe that the story that we were given and that I was given on my grandma's knee of the story of Jesus born in a manger and the wise men and all of that good stuff, that that's true in any sense of being historically accurate. So that's the downside in a way. It's not really, because that losing our religion is actually part of development, and we generally have to do that in some fashion. And then we gain it back. I want to make sure I put that point out there. But there's something about that that has a deep resonance. And so we realize that on the other side of the street, knowing that that story has been told so often in so many places in so many ways, we have a certain recognition of the truth of it that goes beyond its accuracy. Mm-hmm.